or tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, September the 4th, 1987. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene and Erlene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana are the teachers of the afternoon.
Praise God. I'd just like to start off and give a good report. We've now been in business for ourselves for a year. It's been a wonderful year. Erlene is my assistant engineer, as well as assistant manager and minister and everything else. We just came through August. August is traditionally the worst month in my business. It's been a great month. And God has given me the desires of my heart. My desire was to have a self-supporting ministry and also have time to minister. Now, I thought when I went into business myself that I could do that, but I wasn't sure. Because we work early morning to late at night. But God, see, any time He wants me to come up here, He always gives me the time off. He gives me the money to come here. And I just really think it's beautiful. And God is taking care of my business right now while I'm gone. I'm quite confident in that. We came up here for 9 days, and God took care of it for 9 days, so I'm sure He can take care of it for about three or four. The thing the Lord was impressing me about Glenn and Irma, I was thinking about them before the camp meeting, of the two people in the United States, praise God. You know, we think more like, Erlene and I think more like Glenn and Irma, or they think like us, or however you want to put it, than any two people in the world that I know of. Our ministries parallel each other. And praise God, God has put us together to assist each other. And so we come up here to help. And praise God. And it's just really a blessing to have associated with Glenn and Irma. We've known them for many years. We've observed them for many years. And they're true blue. They're faithful to their ministry. I quite recommend that you support them wholeheartedly with your money and with your time. And it's just been a real blessing to be associated with them. And we have learned from them, and we've been blessed by them. We've been blessed by Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. We've been blessed by ministering up here. We are blessed, and I hope you're blessed. Now, this is a lesson I've been wanting to teach for a long time. And it's really amazing to me how God never gave me the release to do it. Well, the timing is perfect. And Hurley and I, we're ready to teach this lesson. We've taught it before in other churches, but we've never taught it here. And this morning, God put me and Erling with a lady, and God just told me this is it. And so now we're going to give you a triple blessing today. Not only are you going to get to hear Erling and I speak, but now I'm going to get this lady to come up and speak. There are a number of medical personnel here. I know a dentist, a nurse anesthesiologist, a pediatrician. Okay, raise your hand if you're involved in the medical field or in the psychiatric field. Raise your hand. Praise God. That's a lot more than I expected. Okay, well, you're ready for a blessing from one of y'all. Okay, I'd like to call up Jeannie Paul, whom we met this morning at the breakfast table, and I want her to give you some statistics that will startle you. Jeannie?
I wasn't really prepared for this, but I do know that Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy us. And we get to see the results in our field. And Christians are right in those numbers. It's not just the unsaved. There are many Christians we see in the hospital. And I think if you would study yourself, you would believe that probably the two greatest things you pray to God about is money and health, and both of them are involved with eating. The way we eat determines how our health, and the way we eat also affects our pocketbooks. We're eating so much junk food, we are destroying ourselves. They've done some studies on the men that were killed in Vietnam. They said the arteries of the men, now they're mostly 20-year-old men, are worse than the people that were 50 years old a few years back. Diabetes, because we've increased our sugar intake from the year 1900, each person in this country averaged 4 pounds of sugar per year, per person. We've now increased it to 130 pounds per person per year. We don't realize how much sugar is in our cans of pop, our sweets, and every bit of food that we get out in these fast food restaurants are loaded with sugar and fats. The pop has phosphorus in it, which the body cannot handle. What it does is replaces the calcium in your bones, and you get early osteoporosis. It also causes kidney stones. And the number of young people that I put to sleep with kidney stones is raising dramatically. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, all these colas, kidney stones. Fat from the foods that we're eating, French fries, the meat, whatever, there's no place for the body to dispose of fat. The Lord said, do not eat fat. And it's because there is no way for the body to eliminate fat. The only place it can go is to the arteries as plaques. The highest incident of surgery on men right now below about 55 is open heart surgery, coronary bypasses because of the fat deposits in the arteries. So we can't expect God to heal us of anything and then we continue to eat like we do. Diabetes used to be high up on the list, like number 8 killer in the United States. I believe it is now number 3 because of our intake of sugar. I recently met a nutritionist, a Christian nutritionist named Dr. Mary Ruth Swope, who's done a lot of study in both nutrition and Holy Ghost study. And the Holy Ghost told her, because of the way we eat, the area in our brain, which is the hypothalamus that controls our appetite, has been set over on high. And we wonder why we can't reduce. We're dieting, we're doing this, we can't reduce because this is set on high. But the Lord did give her a way to reset this. And so he told her that if she would put her hand back here where the hypothalamus is and put her hand here, that and command in the name of the Lord Jesus that the apostat be reset in Jesus' name, it would be reset. Okay. And with this hand.
Let's do it right now. I want you to take them through that. And let's go.
All right. Just one of your hands on the back and one on the front. Father, we ask you to forgive us.
Father, we ask you to forgive us.
For any time that we've overeaten.
For any time that we've overeaten.
And now and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
And now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
We command this apostat.
We command that this apostat.
Be reset to normal in Jesus' name.
Be reset to normal.
Hallelujah. And now we ask you, Holy Spirit.
And now we ask you, Holy Spirit.
To guide us.
To guide us.
In how much we should eat.
In how much we should eat.
In what we should eat.
In what we should eat.
And how often we should eat.
And how often we should eat.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And we thank you for this.
And we thank you for this.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Before I heard about this, he gave me a scripture. And I didn't bring my New King James, but in the King James, in Proverbs, the 30th chapter, verse number 8, it says, remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with foods convenient for me. When you look up convenient in Strong's dictionary, it was kind of startling. It said, an appointment of time, space, quantity, labor or usage, portion or set time. And I think the word of the Lord tells us that we must rely on him to direct us in our eating habits or we're not going to get our health back unless we realize how we must eat. Thank you.
Since she has mentioned this, I'll add to it for a couple of minutes. Brother Derek Prince, several years ago, the Lord spoke to him and said that if he expected to labor in the kingdom, he was going to have to do, the Lord spoke to him and said, you're going to have to do something about the way you eat. He said, you're too fat. Just plain words, simple, you're too fat. He said, I want you to do something about it. He said, and if you don't, you're not going to be able to labor for me in the kingdom, and do that which I have called you to do. And Brother Prince took it to heart and he did something about it. And, since she was mentioning here, about the fat, and I have taught on this several times, but since she did, I want to, read to you here a scripture. And, what I'm reading is the word of the Lord through Moses. And Moses, I don't like to hear people say that they're reading Moses' law. Moses doesn't have a law. God has a law that he gave to Moses to speak in his behalf.
Amen.
And he says here in Leviticus chapter 3 and verse 17, and if you want to follow this out, there are 26 references to this subject throughout what some people call the Old and New Testament. I call it the book.
Amen.
There is no such thing in my belief as an Old and New Testament. It's one book. Anyway, here verse 17 says, it shall be a perpetual statute. What is perpetual?
Forever.
Forever. Does that leave us out?
No.
No way. But we think it has. A lot of you sitting here think it has. For your generations throughout all your dwellings, that you eat neither fat nor blood. He doesn't ask you if you want to, if you'd like to. He says you shall not eat fat or blood. So, he says it, then we're supposed to do it.
Praise God. See how God's putting this together then? This is what I was going to say next. I would like to hear Glenn teach a full lesson, that's 90 minutes, about what the Bible says about the food we eat. I've never heard you teach this. This lesson is about how we eat, and I'd like for Glenn to teach you about the food we eat.
Well, half of you'd get up and leave if I did. That's the truth. You would.
Also, I'd like to see you write a booklet. We have these little booklets.
Well, that we're doing.
Oh, good. Praise God. We have these little booklets back. Right. We have these little booklets back there that cost a dollar. Erlene's got a couple back there, and Glenn and Irma have got some, and Jack and Tommy, and we encourage you to get those. They're very, very reasonably priced. Now, I'm a serious person about the Lord. I'm very serious. A good friend of ours, Sheila, told me the other day I was funny. I just don't realize that I'm funny. I think I'm very serious. She really shocked me when she said I was funny. And this is a serious lesson. It's very serious. Now, I must try to start off with a little humor, and I'm not really a humorous person, but most of the time people take it wrong. But let's try this one on for some humor here. Okay, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Early and I rush in where preachers fear to tread. We have discussed at home, we got a big kick out of this, we're going to start an organization that's called Cowards for Christ. And we're going to have a special chapter in it for cowardly preachers. Now this will be a secret organization. Nobody will know you belong. You won't have to go to any meetings. You won't have to do anything in public. Okay, now let's get serious. So much for the fun. Okay, Paul said that he declared to you the whole word of God. Now, I believe when the preachers stand, and not only preachers, but evangelists, teachers, prophets, apostles, the fivefold ministry, when they stand before God and God says, why didn't you declare the whole word of God to my people? Why did you let them perish? Well, I don't have God ask me that question. We declare everything we know to you at the risk of making you mad and everything else. Now, most of the time I don't have time to go through a lot of scripture. Well, today I got plenty of scripture. So I'm going to take you on a walk through the Bible with what the Lord has shown me. Now you probably wonder what in the world is Gene going to talk about. So I guess I better give you the title of my lesson. It's called Drunkenness and Gluttony. All right, let's take a walk through the Bible. Genesis 9, 20 through 25. And Noah began as a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah woke from his wine and knew that his younger son, what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." And he was. Okay, so Noah got drunk, he got naked, he exposed himself, his youngest son viewed him, and he ended up cursing his younger son, and he became a servant. Leviticus 10:9. Leviticus 10, verse 9. "Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations." Here it's talking about the priest, or today you might call them preachers, pastors. Leviticus 17:10-11. "And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." Okay, God is telling us not to eat blood. Okay, and in Louisiana they have what's called a blood sausage. They actually intend for the blood to be in that sausage. It's very bad for you, as Glenn was talking about then. Okay, now Numbers 11:4-6. Numbers 11:4-6. "And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel who also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. And now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes." Okay, they were lusting for God's food, and they hated God's manna. Now, what I'm doing is I'm taking you through the Bible, so all these are in chronological order as we go through the Bible. Makes it a little easier on you and me, too. Deuteronomy 29:18-21. Deuteronomy 29:18-21. "Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. And it come to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that bless himself in his heart, saying, I have peace, though I walk in imagination of mine heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. The Lord will not spare him, but when the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smote against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall be upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. And the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law." All right, this shows you the great wrath of God and curses for disobedience. 1 Samuel 25:36-37. "And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing less or more until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became his tongue." Or he became very drunken, he ended up paralyzed and dying. 1 Kings 20:12-16. "And it came to pass, when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he was drinking, he and the kings in the pavilions, that he said unto his servants, Set yourselves in array. And they set themselves in array against the city." 1 Kings 20:12-16. "And they went out at noon, but Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the pavilions, he and the kings and the 32 kings that helped him." All right, the kings were drunk and they lost the battle. Job 15:27. Job 15:27. "Because he covereth his face with his fatness and maketh collops of fat on his flanks." All right, this is the fatness of the face and the flanks. Psalm 69, 22. Psalm 69, verse 22. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. All right, this can be a food, can be a trap, can kill you. Psalm 75, verses 4 through 8. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge, he putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and shall drink them. Talking about wine. Okay, chapter 78, verses 29 through 31. 78, 29 through 31. And so they did eat and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them, and smote down the chosen men of Israel. Okay, God slew the fattest of them. Psalm 104, 10 through 18. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nest, as for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. Here again, it's talking about wine. Psalm 104, 106, 14 through 15. 106, 14 and 15. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. So they received leanness for their greed. Proverbs 9, 1 through 6. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars, she hath killed her beasts, she hath mingled her wine, she hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens, she crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn hither, as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Talk about wine again. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Okay, wine will mock you. In fact, I think we cast the demon out today of mockery that came in through wine. I just need to throw this in as a sideline. Look at verse 11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Even an adult is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. That particular verse is a verse that my son accepted Jesus Christ on. It really, praise God, it's just really special to me. And I just wanted to tell you that. Okay, Proverbs 23, verse 2. 23, verse 2. Let's read 1, 2. When thou settest to eat with the ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. And let's look at verse 21. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Okay, these two verses are talking about your appetite, and they're talking about gluttony. And what I get out of this study is drunkenness and gluttony are the same thing in the sight of God. See, you would look down on the person, the Christian who is a drunkard, or the heathen who is a drunkard. Well, think about this as you go through this, how God looks at you if you're a glutton. Proverbs 23, 29 through 35. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? who hath wounds without cause, who hath redness of eyes, they that tarry longeth the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself to run. At last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, thou shalt say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I wake? I will seek it again. Okay, it'll sting you like a snake. Proverbs 25:16. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomiting. So the land of milk and honey, you can eat too much honey. Proverbs 31:4-7. Proverbs 31:4-7. Is it not for kings, O Lemuel, is it not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink? Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Okay, it's talking about a person who's dying. Ecclesiastes 10:16-18. Ecclesiastes 10:16-18. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning. Blessed thou art, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness. But by much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. Talking about drunkenness of princes and kings. Isaiah 5:11-13. Isaiah 5:11-13. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may drink strong, they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them, and the harp and the viol and the tabret and the pipe and the wine are in their feast. But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. They were inflamed by wine. Chapter 5:22-23. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and the men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for a reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Talking about the wicked. Isaiah 24:9-11. Isaiah 24:9. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. And verse 11. There is a crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened, and the mirth of the land is gone. Here's talking about God's judgment. Isaiah 28:1-3. Isaiah 28:1-3. Woe to the crown of the pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which is a tempest of hail and a destroying storm. As a flood of mighty waters overflowing shall cast down the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet. Talking about crying. Isaiah 28:7-8. Verse 7. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Okay, talking about the tables being full of vomit and filth. Okay, that must be another verse there. Okay, let's go to Ezekiel 44:21. Ezekiel 44:21. Ezekiel 44:21. Neither shall any priest drink wine when they enter into the inner court. Now here again it's talking about the priest shall not drink wine. Some religions today think it's okay. Hosea 4:11-13. Hosea 4:11-13. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people hath counseled at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. Talking about whoredom and wine cause them to err. Joel 1:5. Joel 1:5. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drunkards of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. All right, they're howling and weeping for wine. Nahum 1:10. Nahum 1:10. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. They were drunken as drunkards. Habakkuk 2:15-16. Woe unto them that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him and makest him drunken, also that thou mayest look upon their nakedness. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. Here they're talking about drunkenness for sex. Matthew 24:48-51. Matthew 24:48-51. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All right, this is talking about drunkenness and gluttony, and the servant was not aware of his master's coming. Luke 21:34-36. Luke 21:34-36. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. All right, this is surfeiting and drunkenness, and not watching for the coming of Jesus Christ. Okay, what is surfeiting? Well, that's overeating. John 6:26. John 6:26. Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. All right, they were seeking Jesus for food and not for worship. Romans 13:11-14. Romans 13:11-14. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is their salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not the provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Talking about rioting and drunkenness. 1 Corinthians 6:9-13. 1 Corinthians 6:9-13. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Okay, drunkards shall not inherit the kingdom. Galatians 5:19-21. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now the fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Talking about drunkenness and other works of the flesh. Ephesians 5, 15 through 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, don't be drunk with wine. Philippians 3, 18 and 19. Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their name, who mind earthly things. Whose God is their belly? Is your belly your God? 1 Thessalonians 5, 4 through 8. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 4 through 8. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. You are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. All right, talking about drunkenness in the night, and the thief will rob them. All right, Titus 2, 3 through 5. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Be sober and not given to much wine. 1 Peter 4, 1 through 3. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. But he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walk in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. I was talking about excess of wine and banquetings. Now, that's taking you a walk through the Bible of the scripture that the Lord has shown us about drunkenness and gluttony and the relationship thereon. How many of you believe that you should avoid the hard sayings of the Bible? We were talking about that today. Many hard sayings, aren't they? I'm giving you some hard sayings today. I want to talk to you about an area that most preachers shun. It is hard on men of God as well as women in general. I don't have the preacher's problems about you leaving the church if your ears are not tickled, or quit giving to the church if your toes have been stepped on. One of the hard sins of the Bible is that drunkenness and gluttony are the same. Now, with this lesson, you're going to either love or hate Earlene and I. Now, I'd like Earlene to come and give you her testimony about how God dealt with her in the area of gluttony.
You know, I just know that one day God's going to let me stand up here and tell y'all how great I am. Here we go again. I guess about at the time I got delivered, I think I must have weighed about 180-something pounds. And I didn't like that. And when my son died, I think I weighed about what I do now. But I guess through the grief and the rebellion and the bitterness that came with that, I gave in to self-indulgence. And you know, self-indulgence is nothing in the world but pleasing your senses. You can get to where you enjoy your grief and your bitterness and all that stuff. So anyway, during the 2 years that I needed to be delivered, and we didn't know what it was, I got heavier and heavier and heavier. And the day after we had the first deliverance, and you got to remember that at that time we didn't know the spirits were demons. So we were very ignorant about what it was that had just happened that God had taught us. So the next morning I got up, and you know, after you've had some deliverance, you feel great. I mean, your head feels like, I mean, you just feel good. Your spirit feels good. Your body feels good. You're ready to go to work. So I got up and I made a really good breakfast for us. And about 10 o'clock while I was reading the Bible, a thought came into my head. And this was the thought. And I have a feeling it's a common thought. But it was, I think I'll get up and get me something to eat. It's a common thought, isn't it? And I thought for a minute and I began to talk with myself because there was nobody at the house but me. And I said, you know, Earlene, you cooked a big meal this morning. And it's only been 2.5 hours. And you really shouldn't be eating again. And I said, Lord, you know, it's really getting bad. There aren't any clothes in the closet I can wear. It's very disgusting, and I'm sick of this. And I said, if you would tell me what this is, I'll try to do something about it. And so the Lord didn't say a thing to me, but out of my mouth came this. I said, get me something to eat. And I mean, my heart began to beat so fast, and I almost thought I was going to pass out, and I thought, surely for goodness, it must have been Gene imitating me, and he was in the room. Or something, somebody was in the room, and I was so terrified. Now, you know, I was 40 at the time. I was so terrified, I wouldn't look to the right or the left. And so I just closed my eyes, and I started again. I said, Lord, what is this thing? What is happening to me? I said, if this is what Gene did last night, I said, I'll be glad to do it again, but I don't know what to do. So this little thing says again, my name is I Like to Eat. And I said, get me something to eat. Well, I mean, it had all the authority in the world in his voice. And, you know, I was still afraid, but I said, Lord, would you help me to understand what's going on? And so he said, Earlene, this is a lesser spirit. That means it's a weak spirit, yet it is a controlling spirit. And he showed me there were several things that it branched out into. One was petting myself. One was, if you're really big, you can throw your weight around. So it helps Jezebel. And another one was, I thought, if I get really awfully ugly, nobody will look at me or bother me, and I can just fade into the background. So there's a mixture of emotions there, and they don't parallel. Actually, they cross each other, of self and of hate. So anyway, I said, Lord, you know, if you'll just tell me what to do, I'll do it. He said, well, you just do the same thing Gene did last night. So I said, well, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I commend this spirit called I Like to Eat to come out of me. Well, the night before, I had had some coughing and some nose blowing and ears ringing, but this time nothing happened, nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I thought, well, that didn't work. But I said, Lord, you know, I need to know some other things. I need to know if I'm not going to be like this in the future, how shall I prevent it? And he said, well, you know, you do have your part to play in this. And he said, I would like you to think back over the information that you got as a young person about how to prepare healthy, wholesome meals. And just ask yourself if you're doing that. And I said, oh, yeah, I think I am. And he said, no, you're not. You're eating far too much fat. Not in fat. I could not stand fat, like fat. But I love French fries, and I love fried chicken. And I was getting my fat in another way other than fat on a piece of meat. I was eating too much sweets. In fact, I could have eaten at that time a whole 9-inch pecan pie and not felt bad at all. All right, we were eating meat 3 times a day. And the Lord said to me, Ellen, you don't need meat more than 3 times a week. You really don't. You really need a lot of fish, and you need some chicken and very little red meat. But Gene and I at that time were swine flesh eaters. We ate bacon in the morning, a big steak at dinner time with salad, and usually a ham and cheese sandwich or something of that type at night. Well, the Lord had already begun to talk to us about that the swine's flesh was not that good for us. So anyway, he said, don't eat too much meat. Don't eat unless you truly have used up what you just ate the meal before. You don't have to eat three meals a day. All right, another thing he says, never, almost never, better never, eat any junk food. Earlene, please remember the scripture, who are brute beasts whose gods is their belly. So I'll put that up on my refrigerator. All right, cook all your food simply. You can learn to like food without salt and without sauces. Use little fat in cooking and cut all fat from your meat. You know, the fat is oftentimes what gives the meat the flavor, and if you cut that off, you don't like the meat. It comes down to that. I also lived in the Deep South where people seemed to have a real large urgency to feed one another. You know, we hear someone's coming, oh, I'm going to come by your house and just stay for a few minutes and talk. So what do? We bake them a cake. We make some cookies. We get ready to give them milkshakes. And when they come, we just almost force it down. I said, what can I do, Lord, when I go? And someone says, oh, Arlene, I just made this. I know you'll love it. I made it especially for you. And he says, you can smile sweetly and say, no thanks. So what I did is I started right then applying this to my life. I said, well, I'm not going to eat again until I'm hungry. So thinking that nothing came out, I was surprised that for 3 days I didn't eat. I just had something to drink. So don't count on whether or not you have a big demonstration of deliverance or none. Your decision is, have I truly repented? Have I seen this the way the Lord sees it? Then, do I appreciate what the Lord has done? Then, will I obey? And if you obey, you will succeed. And so I did not even try to diet, did not think about food or anything else. I just took those principles. I will not eat sweets. I will not eat the fats. I'll eat a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables. I'll eat more cereals, good cereals, not the kind with sugar on them. You know, oatmeal, stuff like that. I will not eat unless I really know that I have eaten up the food, used up the food I've just eaten. I'll not, use too much salt, too much sugar in the future. I'll be nice and say no thank you. And I'll appreciate the fact that God made me so that I don't need things like junk food, fats, and things like that. And in about 9 months, I had lost about 60 to 70 pounds. And I haven't had a great deal of trouble trying to keep it off, because when you change your eating habits, then you can succeed in keeping it off. But if you're always longing for the things that you've left behind and looking back behind you, then it's more difficult to keep it off. Okay, I think that's it.
Thank you, Erling. Now, what God did is He gave me a new wife. How'd you like to have a wife that had two children and gone through a lot of life, like losing her son, end up with a wife who weighed less than she did when you got married, and she never had any children? So God gave me a new wife. Now, you can look at us, you can see. We really don't have any problem with food. We have learned how to eat. It's taken years. It's taken the Word of God. It's taken the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Right now, Erlene has one little problem. Okay, we're both 54 years old. How do we live? Okay, she's got a problem. And she's going through menopause. Okay, when a woman goes through menopause, the fat tends to settle on her stomach. And you can feel the fat outside of her muscles. She's not fat. It's just a problem with menopause and age. But I just praise God. And I intend to follow these principles for the rest of my life. I can thank Glenn and Irma and Lake Hamlin Bible Camp for what I've learned up here. Like she told you, we used to be swine eaters. Do you eat swine? Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? Sounds a lot worse than if you eat pork. Everybody eats pork, but very few people eat swine. Well, I say it so you'll feel bad because you eat swine. We feel actually a lot better since we quit eating swine. And I wouldn't tell you that we totally line up with the Word of God We're getting better and better. I don't fully understand all that the Word of God says about eating. This is why I'd like to see Glenn and Irma do more teaching and do more writing along those lines. Now, here's my conclusion. You can be healed by God or cured by a doctor. You can mentally discipline your body. Your demons can be cast out in the name of Jesus. You can ask God to help you control your weight. There are no excuses, mentally, physically, or spiritually, for being overweight in the Bible. In fact, there are no excuses, period, in the Bible. God doesn't give us excuses. He says, line up with the Word of God. No excuses. Now, what we're going to do is I'm ready for deliverance. It looks like we're coming along pretty good time-wise. I'm going to take you through a prayer, a couple of prayers, and then I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to go against basic deliverance, drunkenness and gluttony, drugs and medicine, ungodly spirits, and common demon groupings. Okay, praise God. Do you love me or hate me? I'm really trying to help you. See, I love you enough to tell you the truth. Whether you like me or not. That's love. That's true love. The people who get up and flatter you, who want your money and want your time, they don't really love you. They're using you. Okay, praise God. Now, let's pray out loud here. Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I tell you what, let's stand up. You've been sitting down for a while. Let's stand up and stretch while we pray and before we get in deliverance. Oh, just take a good stretch. Praise God. Get the kinks out of your muscle and out of your mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful group, Father. Praise God. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I forgive those.
I forgive those.
Who have rejected me.
Who have rejected me.
And caused me.
And caused me.
To seek food and drink.
To seek food and drink.
For comfort.
Comfort.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
For any addictions.
For any addictions.
To food.
To food.
Drink.
Drink.
Or medicine.
Or medicine.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
For drunkenness and gluttony.
For drunkenness and gluttony.
Now I break all curses.
I break all curses.
And demonic ties.
And demonic ties.
On me.
On me.
Because of my ancestors.
Because of my ancestors.
Who were drunkards and gluttons.
Who were drunkards and gluttons.
Or addicted to medicine.
Or addicted to medicine.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive my ancestors.
I forgive my ancestors.
And my descendants.
And my descendants.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who has hurt.
Who has hurt.
Or sinned against me.
Or sinned against me.
I ask that you forgive them.
I ask that you forgive them.
And bless them with all spiritual blessings.
And bless them with all spiritual blessings.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
For my many sins.
For my many sins.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For sins against my body.
For sins against my body.
Now break all curses.
Now break all curses.
Hexes.
Vexes.
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 And any demonic ties that bind.
And any demonic ties that bind.
I break all soul ties.
I break all soul ties.
Brought about by witchcraft.
Brought about by witchcraft.
Or sexual impurity.
Or sexual impurity.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Restore my fragmented soul.
Restore my fragmented soul.
Send your angels out.
Send your angels out.
To recover anything. That was stolen from me.
That was stolen from me.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Stir up the demons.
Stir up the demons.
Within my subconscious mind.
Within my subconscious mind.
Command them to manifest.
Command them to manifest.
Identify and reveal themselves.
Identify and reveal themselves.
As unto Jesus.
As unto Jesus.
So that they can be cast down.
So that they can be cast down.
In all these things.
In all these things.
I ask in the blessed name.
I ask in the blessed name.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
My Lord.
My Lord.
My Master.
My Master.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let me pray. Satan, we come against you. We come against all powers, principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons inside or outside of anyone present over this city, state, nation, world, in hell and out of hell. The Bible says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We intend to exercise that power to set ourselves free. Satan, we come against you by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believers and the unity of our spirits. We command that you line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we just ask you to loose legions of angels, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, to come down and do a mighty work here, Father. Lord, we call for all that spiritual warfare. And demons, we tell you that we sit in heavenly places with our Christ Jesus. We're over you and all the fallen angels and all the demons and all the forces of evil. Now, Lord Jesus, we just ask that you accomplish what you want to accomplish here today, Father. And Lord, we're just careful to give you all the glory, honor, praise, and credit. For it's in Jesus' name we pray and take authority over Satan according to the holy word of God. Amen. You may be seated. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against those spirits of rejection. I command them to come out of the people right now. Come out. Rejection. Ruler of rejection, roots of rejection, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. And I would just ask the workers just to get up and circulate around. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come in those spirits of rejection that come in that have caused us to overeat or to be drunkards or gluttons. I command those spirits of rejection. We were rejected by our parents. We were rejected by our husband and wife. We were rejected as a child. I command you to come out right now to cause us to be drunkards and gluttons and addicted to medicines and so forth. Now come out right now. I want those spirits of rejection to go in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of self-rejection, fear of rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, rejection in the womb, conception and lust. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free. Be gone in Jesus' name. Don't pray in tongues and don't pray. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave those passages open for the demons to come out. Now go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out. We are not rejected, we are loved. Now come out of them in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free. Now loose the spirits of love upon this people. Lord Jesus, show them how much that you love them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose the spirits of love against the forces of evil, against the demons. And we command you to come out. Now come out right now. Rejection by the mother, rejection by the father, rejection by brothers and sisters, rejection by the husband, rejection by the wife, rejection by children. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. I want all this rejection to go. I bind your power and I drive you out of them in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. All rejection. I want every bit of that rejection. All roots, memories, scar nets, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All rejection will leave right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of them. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of bitterness, ruler of bitterness, roots of bitterness, bitter taste, gall and wormwood. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now, all bitterness. I command you to go, the whole family of bitterness. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. Go right now. We've forgiven those who've hurt us. We've forgiven those who made us want to eat and drink and get fat and become gluttons and drunkards and drug addicts. We've forgiven those who've hurt us. Now come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of unforgiveness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all unforgiveness, all hatred, come out. Every spirit of self-hatred, I command that spirit of self-hatred where we try to eat to kill ourselves or drink to kill ourselves. Now come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of self-hatred, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of self-hatred where we don't love ourselves and we're drunkards and gluttons. Now come out. All that self-hatred, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of resentment, resentment against others, resentment against our husband and wife and against our parents, come out in Jesus' name. All resentment, I go. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of violence, temper, anger, retaliation, go in Jesus' name. Go. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation, retaliation against others, retaliation against the husband or the wife by getting fat. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All retaliation of overeating, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of murder, suicide, death, abortion, go in Jesus' name, go. Murder, suicide, death, abortion, death and fear of death. Come out, death and fear of death, fears of all types, go in Jesus' name. Fear of getting fatter, fear of being skinny, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ, come out. Fear of being normal, come out right now, spirits of fear of being normal, fear of having a normal, natural weight that God wants us to have. Come on, the fear of being normal. That's right, eating to hide from others, spirits of escapism, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Now come out, every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon that's tied in with bitterness, our rejection. Now come out, rebellion against God. Roots of rebellion, ruler of rebellion, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebellion against the husband, rebellion against the wife. I'll eat what I want to eat. I'll drink what I want to drink. Come out. Come out. Rebellion, especially the wives against the husband and the husbands against God. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All rebellion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of self-will, selfishness, self-idolatry, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Self-will, selfishness, self-idolatry, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of stubbornness, come out, stubbornness, iniquity, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all spirits of stubbornness, come out, loose them and set them free right now in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All stubbornness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of disobedience to God. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're disobedient to God when we don't take care of it. Come out, spirits of disobedience, go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All disobedience, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of anti-submissiveness, unwillingness of the wife to submit to God, to the husband, or the husband to submit to God. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. The whole family rebellion, roots, memory, scar, nest, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, go. And I command all the demons in the basic deliverance, the three families of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free right now. Come out of him right now. I stir you up and I drive you out. Bow your knee to Jesus Christ and go where he's telling you to go. And I remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You're going to be in total loneliness and total despair. You're going to have worms on your head and maggots on your feet. You're going to be tormented for eternity. Now bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what he's telling you to do and go where he's telling you to go. I stir you up and I drive you out. I give you no rest. I loose the angels against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of them right now. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All these demons of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of gluttony, nervousness, compulsive eating, resentment, frustration, idleness, self-pity, self-reward, caffeine, diet pills, indulgence, surfeiting, addiction to food, cravings for particular foods. I like to eat, demons. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Spirits of like craving for chocolate and so forth. Addiction to chocolate. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out. I want all the gluttony demons to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Every spirit of gluttony and related to that whole family of gluttony, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose them and set them free right now in Jesus' name. I stir you up, I give you no rest. And I remind you, demons, what's going to happen to you, I command you to look down in the lake of fire and brimstone and see your punishment. I remind you of the shortness of the time. I remind you of the Word of God that I use here today. I use the Word of God as a weapon against you. Now come out, those gluttonous spirits. I command those gluttonous spirits to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of everyone here. That's right, every spirit of overeating, gluttony, I like to eat, I like to cook. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of nervousness, anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of pressure and tension, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of compulsive eating, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all resentment, come out, resentment of all types, frustration, idleness, slothfulness, laziness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All the self demons, come out, self-pity, self-reward, come out, caffeine, and addiction to coffee, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Addiction to cokes and so forth. Come out. Spirits of diet pills and diets of all types. Go. Addiction to diets of all types. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of indulgence and surfeiting and overeating. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Inability to cook properly. Come out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Every spirit of drunkenness. I call out drunkenness. Alcohol. Medications for drunkenness. Desire. Addiction to alcohol. Bondage. Slavery. Fantasy, fears, flashback, habit, unreality, craving for alcohol, addiction to any kind of beverage. Come out, spirits of addiction to Cokes or Colas, addiction to Coca-Cola, addiction to Pepsi-Cola, addiction to Royal Crown Cola, addiction to any type of colas, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out right now. The whole family of drunkenness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free. Every spirit of drunkenness, come out. Come out right now. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out. All spirits of drugs and medicines, appetites and addictions for drugs and medicines. Come out. Addictions to drugs and many other things. Come out. Drugs of all types. Come out. Spirit of bondage. Spirit of slavery. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Craving for or an addiction to cigarettes. Craving for an addiction to alcohol. Go. All cravings. Come out. Spirits of cigarettes. Addiction to cigarette smoke. The taste. The smell. The habit. Go. Spirits of nicotine. Come out. Go. Every spirit of amphetamines. Any medical or slang names, go in Jesus' name. Come out, all barbiturates. Come out, craving for an addiction to drugs, downers, fantasy, flashback, habit, methadone, phenobarbital, THC, hashish, pipe smoking, unreality, fears. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, any soul ties to physicians and pharmacies. Come out, spirits of Apollyon, Apollo and Apollyon, Asclepius, all gods and goddesses, Hippocratic oaths, Caduceus, Pharmakias, pharmacy, pharmacists, witchcraft, sorcery, drugs, poisons, potions, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of all types, nervousness, confusion, mind control, tension, anxiety, worry that enter in as we're a drunken or a glutton. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Drug groups of all types, painkillers, tranquilizers, antidepressants, sedatives, hypnotics, hallucinogens, narcotics, stimulants, depressions, depressants, come out in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all drugs and medicines, addictions to drugs and medicines, and appetites for drugs and medicines, come out in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ and all your works. Come out, all ungodly spirits, spirit of infirmity or weakness, deaf spirit, dumb spirit, blind spirit, foul spirit, unclean spirit, spirit of the world, spirit of divination, spirit of bondage, spirit of error, spirit of false doctrines, familiar spirit, seducing spirit, jealous spirit, lying spirit of an unclean devil, spirit of heaviness, spirit of antichrist, spirit of fear, perverse spirit, sorrowful spirit of slumber, spirit of whoredoms, destroying spirit, evil spirit, another spirit, hasty of spirit, haughty spirit, perverse spirit of jealousy, sad spirit, wounded spirit, proud in spirit of burning, spirit of Egypt. Come out. Come out, all ungodly spirits and all ungodly families of demons. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. That's right. Now come on, loose them right now in Jesus' name. Bulimia? Okay, come out, spirit of bulimia in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirit of bulimia. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirit of bulimia. That's right. Eating and then throwing up, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Come on, loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of anorexia. Come out, spirit of anorexia in Jesus' name. Come out, all spirits of anorexia. I command you to go. Addiction to anorexia. Addiction to eating and throwing up to try to stay slim. That's right. Fear of being fat. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. All fears of being fat. Anorexia, bulimia. Come out in Jesus' name. Okay, come out. Spirit of death in Jesus' name. Come out. Death and fear of death. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Death and fear of death. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirit of strife and contention, go in Jesus' name. Accusation, judging, criticism, fault-finding, insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness, passivity, funk, indifference, listlessness, lethargy, depression, despair, despondency, discouragement, defeatism, dejection, hopelessness, suicide, death, insomnia, morbidity, go in Jesus' name, go. Come out, every spirit of argument, quarreling, fighting, control, possessiveness, dominance, witchcraft, retaliation, destruction, spite, hatred, sadism, hurt, cruelty, sensitiveness, self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval, persecution, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, mental illness, insanity, madness, mania, retardation, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia, hallucinations, paranoia, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation, confusion, frustration, incoherence, forgetfulness, doubt, unbelief, skepticism, go in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness, withdrawal, pouting, daydreaming, fantasy, pretension, unreality, escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drugs, perfection, pride, vanity, ego, frustration, criticism, irritability, intolerance, anger, competition, driving, argument, pride, ego, impatience, agitation, frustration, intolerance, resentment, criticism, false burden, false responsibility, false compassion, grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying, sadness, cruelty, fatigue, tiredness. Go in Jesus' name. Go every spirit of heaviness, gloom, burden, disgust, worry, anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension, nervousness, tension, headache, nervous habits, restlessness, excitement, insomnia, roving. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of indecision, procrastination, compromise, confusion, forgetfulness, indifference, self-deception, self-delusion, self-seduction, pride, mind-binding, confusion, fear of man, fear of failure, occult spirits, spiritism spirits, mind idolatry, intellectualism, rationalization, pride, ego, fears of all kinds, phobias of all kinds, hysteria, fear of authority, lying, deceit, pride, vanity, self-righteousness, haughtiness, importance, arrogance, affectation, theatrics, play-acting, sophistication, pretension, go in Jesus' name. Go every spirit of weariness, laziness, infirmity, any type of disease or sickness that brought about by drunkenness and gluttony, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of inheritance, physical, emotional, mental, and curses, go in Jesus' name. Go all hyperactivity, restlessness, driving, pressure, cursing, blaspheming, coarse jesting, gossip, criticism, backbiting, mockery, belittling, railing, all addictive and compulsive demons, nicotine, alcohol, drugs, caffeine, medications, gluttony. Come out all gluttony spirits, nervousness, compulsive eating, resentment, frustration, idleness, self-pity, self-reward, self-accusation, self-hatred, self-condemnation. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of covetousness, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, greed, and discontent. Now come out, every evil spirit that's been called, all your families, all your works, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will loose them and set them free. Now line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. Of course, in Jesus' name, and by the power and authority invested in us, we drive out every evil spirit that we've taken away your legal right. We command you to continue going in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I just ask you to use the angels to escort out any demon that no longer has any right to be there, Father, in Jesus' name. Brother Glenn. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against spirits of suicide, all types of evil spirits tied in with suicide and death. Trying to commit suicide through drunkenness or through gluttony or through drugs and addiction. Come out, spirits tied in with committing suicide through drugs and medications, drunkenness and gluttony. Come out, those spirits that cause us to hate ourselves. Come out, those spirits of hate for self. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Self-hatred. Come out, every spirit of self-hatred, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of death and fear of death, phobias of all types. Go right now, fears of all types, fears and phobias of all types. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. I want those suicide spirits to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all suicide spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free right now in Jesus' name. Okay, any others? Yes, sir. Okay. Right. You want to do that?
I come against the spirit of fear of a demonstration, making a spectacle of yourself before other people. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. I break the power of it in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I loose that spirit of fear from off the from off the people. I break the curse of it and I loose us from the fear of it in Jesus' name. I loose us. I loose us to receive deliverance this afternoon. If you feel like yawning or feel like coughing, that's just as important as if anything else ever happened. It's like Earlene says, she didn't feel a thing, but yet she was delivered. So you must enter in and press in to receive.
Amen.
There's a lot of you here who need a lot more help than what you've gotten so far this afternoon because you're afraid you're going to be a spectacle. That's ridiculous. I know you have that fear. That's me saying it's ridiculous, and you're the one with the fear. But I rebuke that spirit of fear. I loose us from it in Jesus' name, and I loose us to receive that which the Lord has for us today.
Yes, amen. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against spirits of infirmities and genie. Genie, come up here a minute. We're going to get a nurse anesthesiologist up here. Okay, I want you to call out the names of those things that were in your tongue. Just call them out as names of demons. And I command them to come out in Jesus' name.
All right. First, my spirit of death, spirit of diabetes, spirit of muscular dystrophy and multiple sclerosis.
Yes, come out in Jesus' name.
Spirit of cancer in the
name
of Jesus.
Go in Jesus' name.
Spirit of diabetes in the name
of
Jesus.
Yes, come out. Spirits of sugar diabetes, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Let's go.
Hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia in the name of Jesus.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hypertension in
Jesus'
name.
Go all hypertension in Jesus' name.
Arteriosclerosis in the name of Jesus.
Come out, all arteriosclerosis. Go in Jesus' name. And go through the heart. Come out, all heart disease.
A heart disease, hypertension,
hardening of arteries.
Arteriosclerosis.
Right. Arteriosclerosis. Go.
Stones.
That's not kidney stones.
Gallstones.
Gallstones. Go in Jesus' name.
Alzheimer's disease.
Come out, all Alzheimer's disease. Premature senility, go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Senility, premature senility, Alzheimer's disease, come out in Jesus' name. Go with stones of all types, kidney stones, gallbladder stones, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, come out. Okay, spirits.
Spirits of deafness and spirits of blindness.
That's right. Come out.
Come out.
Spirits of deafness, dumbness, blindness, impaired hearing.
Arthritis in the name of Jesus.
Come out. All spirits of arthritis, scoliosis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis, crippling arthritis. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go through cancer.
Every spirit of cancer.
Come out. Cancer.
Cancer, leukemias, Hodgkin's disease, any type of lymphatic diseases in the name of Jesus.
Go. All warts and moles, cancerous, malignant, non-malignant, go in Jesus' name.
Vitiligo in the name of Jesus.
Yes, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. We break your power. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Go right now. Loose them and set them free.
Gehrig's disease in the name of Jesus.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Every nerve.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.